I just said this to Kristen, it was like a breakthrough over the weekend. I'm not going to complain about anything ever again. That's right.
This is now 10 minutes since he spoke it into the universe, Biggie.
It's out there.
What'd you do, stumble upon Joel Osteen on Sunday?
I'll tell you what happened.
No.
I'll tell you what happened. I was playing pickleball a lot this weekend.
Okay.
And anytime the ball, I would miss a shot, I would say, oh my God, the sun was in my eyes, or oh, I couldn't get around it, or oh my God, I can't, my paddle hit my knee. So finally, a partner, not my usual partner, turned to me and said, stop being a little bitch, play the game.
Just set it out like
just
that.
Just set it.
It got to be a pretty competitive match. We're just slinging sweat, you know, and he's like, nobody cares about why you didn't or what mm-hmm. you did. Just get it right the next time, you know? And he's like, stop being a bitch and play. And after what Dolly Parton said, I'm like, that's it. No more complaining.
What, who said?
Oh, y'all don't know. When B.B. Shea and I covered this 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago when y'all were out with COVID.
Dolly said something about,
don't be a bitch.
Yep.
Dolly, doesn't sound like Dolly.
Just play. Stop being a bitch.
Don't be a bitch and just play.
It really doesn't sound like the Dolly I know.
No. Julia Roberts was telling this story that on the set of Steel Magnolias, that's when those two worked together. And you know it's one of my favorite movies of all time. That was when I saw it. I was on the effects of cannabis.
One of the first times, right?
Yeah, like the second time ever. Mm-hmm. And
you picked Steel Mags?
Yeah. My good friend, we were up in a dorm room, you know, just like crazy.
This is weird. Let's go rent Steel Mags.
No, we saw it in the theater. We saw it in the theater.
Oh, God, you paid money and sat in a darkened theater.
And watched Steel Magnolias. I mean.
Are you sure Dolly was talking to you that night?
It felt like she was talking to me.
I'm sure it did.
It felt like she was talking. That's when I had Lemonheads.
She's in the room with us.
Remember I had those Lemonheads?
Well, I remember the Lemonhead incident.
I don't remember
the movie.
It was Steel Mags, and he had Lemonheads.
Wasn't like Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams?
No, it was Steel Magnolias.
Was it Lethal Weapon?
No.
It was Steel Mags.
Steel Mags. And he had a box of Lemonheads. And I said, can I have a handful of those? And it was the best snack I'd ever tasted in my life.
I'm never going to stop eating these. What is this?
And I went out to the concession stand to buy them for myself.
I don't know what they're called, but they're good. I'd like all of them. Please.
I think the person at the counter knew that I was.
He may have been high, too.
It's possible. Boone, 1989.
Yeah.
Possible. Anyhow, Julia Roberts is telling this story that when they were shooting Steel Magnolias, they shot it on location in Louisiana.
Okay.
And it was 100 degrees. And the humidity was through the roof. They were shooting in the summer. And they had technical issues. And they would just sit for hours trying to get scenes right. You know how it. And Julia Roberts' makeup would run. And they'd have to go to her trailer and redo it. And they were all wearing wigs, especially Dolly. And she had clothes on that were made it really hot, and she was wearing a wig and everything. So everybody, from the camera guys to the director to the producers to every actor, was like, my God, this is miserable. We are miserable here. But Dolly never said a word. So Julia Roberts said to Dolly Parton, Dolly, I know you're hot. I know you're just, it's excruciating because you have more makeup and wig on than anybody here. You've got to be hot. And Dolly said, and I'll never, this is what I'm going to live my life by now, okay? Dolly said, honey, when I was a little girl, we had nothing. We were dirt poor, and I prayed and prayed one day I would be rich and famous. And today I'm both, and so I never complain. I never complain about my life, period, no matter what happens.
We finally found your tattoo, rich and famous.
And I
don't know if that'll fit across the knuckles. It's too many letters.
I want Dolly Parton's face. Just put Dolly.
Yeah.
Somewhere I can see her.
I can see that.
Okay.
Like in the inner side of your forearm?
Yes.
Like when you're reaching for a pickle shot?
For a show.
You'll see it.
Okay.
Yeah. So this weekend, when a partner, I don't normally have, and I was like, oh, the sun or whatever. And he's like, stop playing like a little bitch.
It's hot. It's windy. It's cold.
We know. Just play. You're out here playing. You chose to play. Play. And I said to myself, I'm not complaining.
I'm going to stab this bitch if he doesn't show up.
I just said to myself, I'm going to be Dolly. I'm going to be Dolly Parton. I am not complaining again. I said, that's it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
This weekend, Biggie sent me his list of Halloween movies. We started this 3 to 4 years ago, out of nowhere, just completely, you know, from nothing, Biggie said, I'm going to watch a movie, a horror movie, every day in the month of October and review them on the air.
Oh, man. It's getting closer and closer.
I know. Here we are. I mean, right?
Yeah. Believe me, it's hard to believe. This is the fourth year.
This is the fourth year.
Yeah, I thought so.
So year one, Biggie just says it. You know, it's one of those ideas that's just like, oh, man.
He just did it.
He just did it. He just did it. And
it was universally beloved.
Except for by one person.
Except for one person.
And that was me. And I said, let's do it right next year. And Biggie said,
I've got some notes.
What?
Biggie said, this is right. It just came from a seed. You know, I just, let's just do it, you know? And I said, no, next year, let's burden it with a sponsor and I'll pick the movies. I'll give you.
I want to ruin this.
And if I haven't seen them, I'll tell you you're wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. You've judged movies you haven't even seen.
That's right.
That Biggie likes.
Biggie and I have fought over movies I haven't even seen because Biggie liked them. And so we did it a second year, and all the joy was taken out of
drained.
Us.
Drained.
Completely drained. Mm-hmm. So then last year was year three, and
even more corporate than ever.
Said, I want to make it more corporate. I want to do it more corporate. I want to start helping you pick the movie. I'm going to choose the movies. We're going to do it differently. We're going to put more sponsorship on it, and we're going to bastardize it at Christmas and at Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
You will never not watch movies.
Yeah.
That's you know, right. And for no return.
That's right.
It's hard to believe. We're entering what used to be my favorite season. And now it's just the dread.
I know. I know. So I said, we're going to take this and do it at Christmas and Valentine's Day and make nothing out of it for no return. And you'll do extra work at both those times as well.
You're welcome.
So it's about that time. It's getting to be close.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, Biggie, I got in my email, Biggie says, these are the movies I've chosen for this year's Halloween movie reviews for the month of October.
Did you grab your readers?
I said to my wife, here it comes. Let me...
Bring me the readers.
Let me dissect this now.
And the red pen.
Let me get ready to tell him where he's wrong.
And here's what makes me really, really mad. I read it over 5 times, and I said to my wife, I can't make any changes to this. This looks good to me.
What?
This looks good to me.
Biggie submitted a perfect list?
I think so. The first movie I saw was from like 1953, and I said, I'm going to just crush this. And then I looked at it, and I thought, this is probably one that should, you know, this is good. This is, and some I haven't seen, and some I had suggested throughout the year. And I thought, Biggie's got this just about right this year. Now, I'm still going to try and suck all the fun from it. We must.
You have to.
We have to have a corporate sponsor, but I like your list. I like your list.
I felt pretty good about it.
I didn't have a problem with it. I've tucked it away. I've saved it. I've printed it.
Okay.
Okay, so it's in stone. So when people say, you got to see this. No, we have
the list. The list is the list.
The list is life. The list is made. That's it.
I spent a lot of time trying to make sure I had a well-balanced, older, newer. You know, we are reaching a point where on year four, you know, the classics, the ones that are frankly on the, because, you know, everybody loves to send me a list.
Oh, yeah.
This is the top 50 horror movies. Well, we've pretty much
You've done them. So once in a while, I'll see, like, here are the classics from the last 5 years or something. And some of those we haven't done. But you're right. It's getting to the point. Now, how many of these have you not seen yet? Half?
More than half. Yeah.
I like that.
I tried to do this year, too, where stuff that I have not seen before.
I love it. So we have that coming.